Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
75 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
75 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
75 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
75 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Clear.
75 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours.
Clear.
75 degrees.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor.
Kilo Oscar 6 Kilo Zulu Hotel KO6KZH. I heard a call. Who else is out there? Was it a Mike Victor?
Oscar 6 Kilo Zulu Hotel. This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. Name is Ed. Location is Ann Arbor.
Heard Ed. This is KO6KZH. The name is Clayton. Also up here on Ann Arbor North Campus, just on the radio before the net. KO6KZH.
Clayton, QSL. I'm looking up your QRZ page, and it lists Calabasas, California address. Is that a home address for work for being at school?
Yeah, so Calabasas is home, Calabasas, California. But, yeah, here for school up on North Campus at the University, or at the School of Music, Theater, and Dance, KO6KZH.
I was in the University of Michigan Men's League Club when I was in college at Michigan some number of years ago, and that is now housed in the School of Music, Theater, and Dance. So good to hear from you.
That's exciting to hear. Yeah, I'm not on the music side. I'm more on the theater side. I do theater design and lighting design for shows. But that's exciting.
My son, KE8DDR, did a theater tech degree at Eastern, graduating this year. So he was happy to graduate and is working at a theater in Canton right now. So at least possibilities of work within your field. It's been challenging, but I know that the programs around the area are quite good.
The program up there is pretty stellar. Excited to hear that about your son. Sure there's some great theater going down there in Canton. I've been really lucky. I've gotten a lot of good work. I actually spent the summer at the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival, so that was a pretty wild experience. But yeah, KO6KZH.
Well, I'm going to leave the channel open for the pre-net if anyone else wants to check in early. Other than that, I'll be listening for a bit. Clayton, good to make your acquaintance, and I'll say 73 for now, but I will be listening. WADMB.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll be listening into the net as well. That's a 73 for KO6KZH. See ya.
Calling. This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor.
Good evening. 2000 hours.
Clear.
70 degrees.
QSL,
QST, QST, QST. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAUM repeater and Echolink and All-Star. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. The WAUM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I'll take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink stations, then All-Star stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now.
This is November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave, pedestrian mobile.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor, Ed, also pedestrian mobile.
Oscar 6, Kilo Zulu Hotel, KO6KZH, Clayton, on the mobile.
I have three stations, two pedestrian mobile, and eight SPE, and WADMV, and a K-something station, which I missed. I believe the name was Clayton. Could you come back to me with your call sign again, please?
That's KO6KZH, Kilo Oscar 6, Kilo Zulu Hotel, on a mobile station.
Kilo 06, Kilo Zulu Hotel. Mobile. So let me start with NASBE, Dave, pedestrian mobile. Lovely evening to be out walking. Any adventures to report on this week?
Yeah, this is actually my big adventure today was to find out that something had happened to my when I tried to get on the 20-meter Elecraft sight bin that was tested in. Every time I turned the amp on, it was faulting out on me. And I think it has something to do with the old RG8X that I've got running out there. So I ended up essentially disconnecting that and ran a piece of RG8 back down basement to track, and that seemed to have corrected its temporarily. But I've got to do an 80-meter net tonight, so I'm going to leave that out at the moment and then put it back away. And then on Wednesday evening, I'll be on the RVRN net on 40 meters, so hopefully before then, I'll have something that's a little bit more permanent. But that's how it goes around here. And it has to be back to net.
Thank you, Dave. And thanks for your adventures there on the 20-meter net, and hope everything gets fixed for you. Next up is WATMP, Ed, followed by K06, KZH, Ed. Anything to report tonight?
Pat, two things to report tonight. First, a report of a trip up to Alpena and a visit with members of the Thunder Bay Amateur Radio Club based there. There were six of us for coffee. They meet for coffee every week in addition to their weekly nets. Talked to a fellow from Asanik, who's doing mesh networking, mostly the mesh stuff. It doesn't have very much range, but he's successfully talking to himself on multiple devices, so that's good and interesting. And then the other bit of notice is today is the 6th of September, which makes it 9:06, which makes it 9:06 day, and that's the area code for the Upper Peninsula. So I've been celebrating that all day. I'm from Marquette. All right, with that, back to net. This is WADMV.
Well, thanks with your reports of your adventures for coffee up in Alpena and the Thunder Bay Amateur Radio Club. Finally, on the short-time mobile portable stations, we have K06KZH. Clayton, go with it.
KO6KZH, it's a beautiful night up here on University of Michigan North Campus.
I can hear the bugs, and it's just beautiful out here. Was happy to hear the Everything Net last night over All-Star being repeated on the WAUM repeater. But overall, it's a beautiful night. Back to net, KO6, KZH.
K06, KZH. Clayton, glad to hear from you. Good signal in the North Campus. The repeater is actually located on Central Campus on top of Weiser Hall. But welcome to the net, and we hope we hear from you again anytime. So we're here every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Next up, do we have any EchoLink or All-Star stations? Any EchoLink or All-Star stations? Please call now. All right, nothing heard, so we'll open the net up to everyone else. Any and all other stations, please call net control now.
Yes, it is. It's the net.
Charlie E. Tango Oscar, Don.
WSAU and ACATO, do we have anyone else? Okay, well, it's the Labor Day weekend, so maybe we'll have a real short net tonight. So we'll start up with Matt, WSAU. Any exciting things to report?
Actually, a few exciting things. Let's see, so that's Thursday, the storm in the late afternoon. It's my power out from about 3:45, I think, p.m. on 3:45 or 4:45 on Thursday to about 7 p.m. on Friday night. So I got home from work and had to start running off generator power. I discovered that the transfer switch that I had installed in the beginning of 2025 and hadn't had to use yet, I had swapped the connection from the commercial main and the connection to the bus and the generator subpanel in the transfer switch. So instead of connecting the generator to the subpanel, I tried to switch it to generator power. It connected to the main, and immediately tripped the breaker in the generator. But it took me a few minutes to figure out what was wrong there, and then took me quite a bit more time by flashlight to swap the connection in the generator panel to make the generator work. So that was the first exciting thing. Let's see, the next thing was, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago now, I got my telescope out and was looking at the lunar eclipse. I got a couple decent big-ish pictures with it. I really should get some sort of a mount for a cell phone camera, because I was basically just trying to hold it in front of the eyepiece in the right spot, which works kind of okay-ish, but is also pretty difficult, like that, if you're trying to take a picture of kind of moves by the time you get the camera in the right place. So that was fun. The other thing I discovered was I thought that the I was kind of looking at other finder scopes and red dot, finders for maybe replace the finder scope that came with the telescope. And I discovered something very interesting. They actually make finder scopes that have a prism on them, so they come off the barrel of the telescope at being in line with the barrel of the telescope, where you can, someone with a normal size head, you can have to really contort themselves to kind of try to see through the eyepiece of the finder scope, which makes me question why with a Newtonian reflector telescope they would package a straight finder scope instead of one with a right angle prism on it. Thinking about replacing that, but also kind of learning that the telescope is kind of the gateway model. I think they designed it to sell it fairly cheap, but you also have eyepieces have like 3 millimeters or something like that distance your eye can be away from them, and that makes it very hard with my muscle imbalance in my eyes to get them lined up so my eyes actually see the eyepiece. So I buy more expensive eyepiece that makes the higher magnification work better, and even at the higher magnification, the tripod isn't made rigid enough, so as soon as you try and touch anything on it, telescope, everything moves. Let's see, what was the last thing? Oh, the last thing was one of the other stations, I think it was Clayton, they mentioned that you could connect the, actually, let me break the timer. But one of the other stations mentioned that the computer was connected to some other internet, and I was wondering if you know how to connect it up, because I couldn't figure out what I thought was the right tone to do it, connect to Echo Link, did not seem to work, and I would like to connect it to the Tribune, that is, the Michigan Tribune, that is on Saturday night. Anyhow, thanks for that. So very thank you. Back to that.
Yeah, real fine. Well, you timed out there briefly, but I think we got most of it. Yeah, it's interesting. It's the reason they do the straight-through finders is they're cheap. I think that's really the only reason that they're there. But I've ended up replacing, on any number of telescopes, the straight-through finder with a right-angle one. In regards to eyepieces, the lowbrow, the Local Amateur Society, has had this extensive discussion recently about what eyepieces to get that would give you maximum eye relief, so that you know, you can have it back pretty far from the glass surface of the eyepiece. I'll have to see if I can pick any of that discussion up. But that's an interesting group to contact, and they may be able to give you some help there. Anyway, first round through is ATHCO, Don, the voice of North Campus. Good evening, Don. How are you?
Thank you, Pat. ECTO Don. Well, hanging in there. I wasn't directly affected by the storms, but I noticed I did participate in the siren test Saturday at noon, and a lot of traffic lights out. In fact, some are still out, like the east one at Plymouth Road and US 23 is still out of action. So, a lot of places got hit. The siren, I was in the south end of Dexter, and at least my siren worked, although there were some traffic lights out. What else? Got together with the few people from the South Line Radio Club last Friday. They kind of had an informal social gathering and invited others in, so met some people there. Nice band opening today, trying to use the holiday weekend to fill in some gaps, and Transatlantic on 17 was very good earlier today. Higher HF were not good, but 17 got multiple contacts into Eastern Europe. 30 is almost open right now. I'm here in Congo, but having trouble getting through. So, we'll see. Just trying to fill in the gaps in my FTDXing. That's it for me. ACTO, back to that.
So, real fine. My wife and I were driving back from Delaware, and we had to pull off the road near just north of Toledo because there was a warning sign. Warning thing that went off, and some really unusual clouds. So, but fortunately, by the time we got to Ann Arbor, everything was clear. But in North Burns Park, there were some real big trees that came down, blocking roads. And so the roads have been cleared, but the remnants of the trees, like maybe 4 feet, 3 to 4 feet in diameter, are still on private property, and the owners are going to have some struggles to try to get all of that going, or getting all of that taken up. So, fortunately, my house and my trees were fine. With that, we've been through the list of five stations once. Do we have any new stations or rechecks? Any new stations or rechecks? Please call Net Control now.
Yes, do you have any rechecks?
I think that was W8EMV. Go ahead.
Number 8, Sierra Bravo Echo with a recheck.
Corrected. Dave, go ahead.
I just wanted to let everybody know that I did get my GMRS license. So, and I think if there's a GMRS repeater over here, where the 7-4 machine is off the side of the church. And so I'm going to see if I can get set up to work through that repeater. Any of those CDs.
Sounds great, Dave. We look forward to hearing your report on your success there. So good luck with the GMRS repeater. Do we have anyone else? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call WA4DSR Net Control now.
continue recheck.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor recheck via Echo Link.
At least two, possibly three stations. I had WSAU, I had WABMV via Echo Link. So let's start with Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to mention it, but actually it seemed like in my neighborhood there were more trees or pieces of trees. Like, you know, there weren't like whole trees now, but there were a lot of limbs and stuff now, and a lot more than it seemed like with the April tornado with Thursday's storm. And I actually had a largish limb on my tree that is now kind of leaning over the power line. I kind of trimmed off what I could, so if it falls the rest of the way, I think it's going to kind of go to the side of the power of the props of my house. But seems like there was actually more damage with this this storm was than the tornado or aftermath or remnants of the tornado down here, south of stadium than with the tornado last April. Back then. So we thank you.
There were quite a few trees and damage done on Packard, just north of stadium. Some major fences got taken out. So we didn't see any houses that got hit, which was really good. So next up is WAEMV. Ed, go ahead.
First of all, thanks, Pat. I'm coming in via Echo Link using an Android application called QSO1, which is in testing. It should be able to be deployed sort of soon. The fellow developing it seems to have a pretty rapid pace of development. Would welcome any sound quality reports. And regarding storm damage, in addition to the trees down north of south of
Ed, you started out real strong, perfect copy, and then after about one or two sentences, you just faded away, and we could tell that there was a signal on the Echo Link, but we couldn't understand a single thing, just really, really faint. Do you want to try once more?
Yes, I'll try once more. I don't know if it was me holding the microphone further away or whether it was the application, but it is reading a full transmit signal. In any case, new application QSO1 in testing for Echo Link use, and Granger is closed between Packard and State because the tree's still down and wires down. Back to net, WADMV.
You had a perfect copy that time. We got that Granger is closed between Packard and State, the tree's still down, and a whole bunch of loose wire. So was there a third station in there that doubled with the other stations? Go ahead, please. So nothing heard there. So with that, it's 21 minutes past the hour. We had five stations check in, plus myself, for a total of six stations announcing themselves on net. And we look forward to hearing all of you, and hopefully many, many more next week, same time, same frequency. With that, there's plenty of time to go over to the RPC net. WA4DSR clear.
UADMV, QSY 2145.15, which is where the RPC net is. See you there. WADMV clear.
Good evening, 21 hours,
clear,
66 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours.
Clear.
64 degrees.